Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer. And my dive buddy CJ's in the studio with us today. You having fun so far?
Always.
Yes.
We're talking about alligators and all kinds of crazy
diving stuff. With
long-necked
alligators.
Long-necked geese.
In West Palm Beach.
I remember that part.
Long-necked geese, that I'm not familiar with that particular dive site where you go dive with geese.
Green alligators and long-necked geese?
No, don't know that song.
Me neither. What is that?
I think he's hallucinating again.
You think? Still?
Is it the tea?
I think he's been breathing some bad air. There's something wrong with Bill today. He's a little off.
He is a little off. He's always a little off.
And more than normal today.
Bald eagle calling mongoose. Bald eagle calling mongoose. Over.
See? What the heck?
He has a code name. Our buddy John Chatterton, who is a shadow diver, and he has a military background. John Chatterton does. Quite a character. When I set up an interview with him today, he said, have your producer call me for the interview, but tell him to use a code name. And I'm thinking, okay, it's typical John Chatterton sense of humor, tying in with his military background and that, you got to play the game. So I'm thinking, okay, what could Bill's code name be? And I just looked at him and I thought of Bald Eagle.
Cool.
That's better than the last time he gave me a nickname or a code name. Goof Troop 7 was a terrible, terrible code name.
Goof Troop.
Goof Troop.
Well, Bald Eagle sounded better. And I'll explain. The reason is he's phallically challenged.
Hold on.
You mean follically.
Follically.
Follicle.
Hold on.
Says you.
Do not make me prove to you that you are wrong about that.
And he likes to do the chicken dance. And I figured Bald Chicken just didn't have as good a ring to it as Bald Eagle.
Nope.
So take it for what it's worth.
Thank you very much.
That is your code name,
well,
Bald Eagle.
Since that one's taken, what would I be? I think I
hockey puck.
How about
hockey puck?
How about Captain Awesome? Let me just throw that out there.
Okay, Captain Awesome.
Well, not choose your own code name. It needs to be assigned by the Secret Service.
Well, it didn't work for John. He's known as the Mongoose, by the way. But Christine McTaggart is on the line from Divers Alert Network to help us through this ordeal because we're missing John. But we got Christine. And
Bald Eagle calling Foxy Moxie. Bald Eagle calling Foxy Moxie. Over.
Christine, I don't know how you want to respond to that, but I don't know if maybe you shouldn't. You hear what I'm saying?
I'm starting to think I might want to run away.
Yes. You and everybody else we put on the air today, it sounds like. That's the
thing. Sounds like you're having some fun now. How's it going?
Yes, we're having a good time. How about you?
That's a beautiful day in Carolina.
Yeah.
I'm hoping we have this kind of weather next weekend.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it'll hold out there for you. Yeah, because that is the purpose. John's participating in this event for the Norwood fundraiser. They're going on next weekend at Olympus Dive Center. Divers Alert Network, obviously one of the key benefactors because the funds raised will fund research that Divers Alert Network does, correct?
That is true. We're celebrating our fifth year with this fundraiser. I can't believe it's been 5 years already, but this is our fifth year, and it just seems to get better and stronger every year. We've got folks who have been with us since the beginning, and so it's not just a great weekend of you know, inspiring people and fundraising for Dan. It's actually getting to be a reunion of sorts.
Yeah, it is. It's you know, I was really hoping I could come out there and join you this year, but we're having a conflict with some stuff we have to do out on the left coast and going to Fiji.
Yeah, you've got this tragic problem of having to fly all over the world and dive in glamorous places. Isn't it Fiji this time?
Yes, it is tough to be me, but, you know, what are you going
to
do?
We'll miss you, Greg, but it's hard to generate sympathy when the problem is I've got to fly to Fiji.
Yes, I guess I'm not really expecting much in that regard, but I do. I want to participate. I want to go to this event because it is cool. You hanging out with you, John, the people from Olympus Dive Center. It's a really nice little social event that's been going on for the last 5 years, hasn't it?
It's a fantastic weekend. You know, it's so many things wrapped up into 3 days. Just starting with the events. You know, there's 3 days of diving and some of the best wreck diving you can find anywhere. You've got a fantastic crew in the Olympus crew. I mean, they just take great care of you from start to finish. We do a dinner Friday night that includes a silent auction, and folks just love coming out for that just to see what's available. And, you know, they're always so generous and supportive in terms of participating in that. We do a barbecue on the dock at Olympus on Saturday afternoon when the boat gets back, and my mouth is already watering thinking about the hush puppies.
Yes.
I don't know what they do to the hush puppies on that day, but they're amazing.
They got the cooking down, is what you're saying.
Oh, the barbecue's unbelievable.
Yeah. And
so go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, and you get more details about the schedule and the events and times at olympusdiving.com. And just look for the Norwood fundraiser information that's going on the 14th.
They've got a whole page dedicated to it in their special events section.
Absolutely.
This is Bald Eagle calling Puppy Husher. It was funnier in my head.
It sounded better in his head, Christine.
Instead of being Puppy Husher, that just sounds mean.
This is Captain Awesome. Over.
I love puppies.
I don't know.
Nice puppy comeback.
Yeah.
It's the Puppy Husher. Over.
Wow. There's no way to come back from that.
You know, Christine, they're a little punchy today. My crew is just a little nutty. But
show.
Yeah, exactly.
Have they repainted in here?
Yeah, maybe that's it. It's fumes from the new paint. But yeah, you know, Friday, you guys have this dinner. John's going to be there. He can't do our show today because he probably forgot. I don't know. Who knows? But just go up to him.
He's fighting a cobra.
Yeah. Go up and call him Mongoose, because that's what he wanted me to call him, Mongoose, today. Did you hear about this?
I did not hear about this.
Yeah, it's you know, John. He's a whacked character, but I mean, the guy is a diving legend, and he is so much fun to hang around with. That'll be quite a treat for everybody, all the divers, to get to join him there in North Carolina with you and the gang. And I'm sure he'll share a few stories. Maybe explain why he likes to be called the Mongoose. And it's probably a story that won't ever make it to Scuba Radio's airwaves. But
it won't be dull, that much you know.
Oh, I know that much, knowing John, for sure.
I will tell you, my second, John Chatterton is responsible for my second favorite moment in the 12 years I've worked on this radio show.
Yeah, well, how's that?
Well, he pretended he remembered who I was.
Yes.
Which was nice. My favorite moment is when Jean-Michel Cousteau said to fire the producer. That was at Ocean Fest. That was nice.
All right, so it's not number one.
It's not number one, but it's really close.
Yeah. Well, now he'll always know you as Bald Eagle.
Bald Eagle 1.
Yeah.
Over.
No, just Bald Eagle. No Bald Eagle 1. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't add stuff.
Over.
Yeah, don't try to build yourself up to someone bigger than you really are, okay?
Over.
Like with getting a celebrity like Conan O'Brien to
voice
something for you.
Right.
That would be wrong.
Well, hi, this is Conan O'Brien from Late Night, and you're listening to CJ on
Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Awesome.
Christine, I get no respect. You hear what I'm saying? None.
Absolutely at all. You can keep this crew together.
Maybe this is why, this is the kind of grief I get when I say I'm going to go to Fiji for 3 weeks. This is the kind of reaction I get from, Craig, have a great time.
Oh, you're not getting sympathy from the crew you're leaving at home?
Yeah, no.
That's
not
a shock.
It's amazing,
shocking.
Isn't it?
Well, it is a great event. The Norwood fundraiser, once again, next week, Friday through Sunday. Go to olympusdiving.com and look for all the festivities. Join Christine and the gang, support Divers Alert Network, support the fund. It's a great cause, and some great folks to hang out with for the weekend. Christine, have a great day.
You too, and we will save a spot for you at the 6th annual
You got
Norwood event.
Absolutely. Well, you have a great weekend, and we look forward to hearing how this event went down. Well, in a couple weeks, we'll check back with you.
We'll tell you all about it. In the meantime, have a great time in Fiji.
You got it, Hush Puppy. Talk to you later.
All right, I thought she was the Puppy Husher.
Oh, Puppy Husher. I'm sorry. I messed up her code name. No, Christine McTaggart. She is a fine individual from Divers Alert Network.
Roger.
One of their stars there in Raleigh, North Carolina. And that is a great event. Once again, OlympusDiving.com. Go there and get all the information you need. And it's not too late to join them, I'm sure, if you call them up and say, I want to be a part of that event. Have dinner with John Chatterton and the gang and support a great, great cause. Now, coming up on the show, we're going to check in with our friends from Hawaii, Glenn from Kona Honu Divers. You can get a Honu diving experience there in Kona. Did you hear about that?
That's cute. I like that.
And they got a new resort that they're going to tell us about and explain why that is the case. Also, our friends at the Scuba Show in Long Beach are going to check in with us. And if we're lucky, Captain Slade and Neil Watson actually went diving today in Key Largo. And we're going to get a first-hand report on that. However, earlier in the show, I told you I was going to give you the lowdown on how to win a spot on the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explorer Ventures in the Turks and Caicos. And now is that magical moment.
Greg, am I eligible?
You, my friend, are not.
I can't win it?
No. But anybody else listening can. All they have to do is go to Long Beach, go to the Long Beach Dive Show. May 15th and 16th, and go to the Explorer Ventures booth, fill out an entry, and drop it in the box. And at the end of the show, we're going to draw a name from those entries and award them a spot on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise July 31st through August 7th in the Turks and Caicos. So you'll be able to join myself, Bill the producer. CJ will not be on board. That may be a plus, depending on your perspective. He'll be hanging out with Conan O'Brien.
How dare
However,
you?
We will have... Mermaid Tony. We'll have Dan Orr from Divers Alert Network is going to be on board to give some seminars.
They're
going to
need code names.
Who?
Tony and Dan.
Okay, I'll let you work on that, Bald Eagle. Okay. And it's going to be a great week. We will have a lot of giveaways for everybody on board. It's going to be a fun time. We're going to do a broadcast, the whole thing. And you can win a free spot by going to the Long Beach Dive Show and just filling out an entry at the Explorer Ventures booth. And we'll have a few extra giveaways as well. Some Nanook protective cases with a scuba radio brightly displayed on the outside of these boxes. We're going to have a few of those to give away in Long Beach. And it's all going to be Explorer Ventures booth there at the Long Beach Dive Show. We'll have our mermaid until I'll be there on Sunday, May 16th. I won't be there on Saturday, but I'm flying out right after the broadcast on Saturday night to be there for the show. On my birthday, I'm spending my birthday at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. And do I get any gifts? No. But we're giving away about $2,500 worth of stuff to people there. So I don't know how I got such a great deal out of this.
It's because you're part Hobbit. The Hobbits give out gifts on their own birthday. It's called Mathem.
Really?
Absolutely.
Okay. I just didn't know that. Bill's checked into my ancestry, and evidently I'm
actually related. I didn't need to check too far. Your feet are pretty damned hairy.
Oh, okay. Yes, look at that. They are. My God.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Captain Slate from Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center in Key Largo, Florida, and you're listening to my good buddy and dive pal, Greg the Dive Master, from the world's first radio show devoted to diving, Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I love it.
Yeah, Captain Slate, one of my favorite guys on the planet, legend in the dive industry. And now you combine him with Neil Watson, hardest working man in the dive industry as well. They went diving together this morning in Key Largo. And we have Captain Slate on the line to get a first-hand report. Or do we have them both or just
Captain? Actually, we only have Captain Belchtastic. That's his code name.
That's
Captain Belchtastic.
Everybody has a code name today.
Yes.
And I don't really get the connection there with Captain Slate, Bill. But
no, I don't either.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, maybe. There we go.
That's it. Even me. He gets it.
Oh, man.
All right. So did you go diving with Neil this morning, Captain Slate?
Absolutely. And I'm telling you, it's well-deserved, absolutely flat-com, beautiful summer day, and we're overwhelmed. It's about time that it's all happening, and it was glass. It was no current. We dove the Spiegel Grove, and well, first we dove the Duane, then the Spiegel Grove.
That's excellent. I was down there a couple weeks ago, and I dove the Vandenberg, and we had no current, 100 foot of viz. Is that kind of what you had on the Spiegel Grove today?
Yeah, I would be lying if I said 100, but it was a good 50, 60. It was really nice.
Nice. But flat calm, though, huh?
It was flat. It was glass. I mean, we tied stern too, so you know how calm that has to be.
Yeah, wow, that's good. That's a good thing for diving for sure. Now,
can I interrupt for just a second?
Because the current,
I don't even know what the hell that means.
Well,
tied stern too.
Because
what does that mean?
I tied the mooring ball to the stern of the boat because there was absolutely no pull whatsoever on it.
Yeah, because it was pulling, it would
you have to have the bow facing into the current.
Right.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and it'd blow the divers away or whatever. So it makes good.
I understand now.
All right, there we go.
Stern too. I'm going to start using that in my,
code
talk.
You're getting some good dive conditions right now, which is good. It has been blowing off and on a little bit, but it's starting to calm down, getting into season here for Florida divers. This oil thing going off the coast later, people calling you up and giving you grief at all about, like, oh, maybe I shouldn't come, and you're telling them, what, are you crazy? It's perfect right now. What's going on?
Yeah, and we really feel like it's a long shot for the oil to end up here. They are doing a heck of a job trying to contain it and keep it off everybody's beach, but it's hopefully, in talking to my marine biology friends down at the college, that the microbes or whatever, all this weird stuff in the ocean breaks it down, we'll do that before it ever gets to our Gulf Stream. And we're not worried about it, but we're definitely watching it. It's like a puff of air coming off the coast of Africa in hurricane season. Well, golly, it's a thunderstorm. It might be a hurricane, but we probably aren't going to get one.
Well, exactly. It's just too early to know, and people shouldn't be getting antsy about it or worrying about their vacation down in the Keys. They should go ahead and plan on doing it and taking advantage of the great weather that's going on down right now and just kind of being aware of it, right?
Right, and a few calls that we've had have been regular customers that book year-round, and they're just saying, yeah, what do you think? And we're just telling them not to worry a bit about it now. It's absolutely no need for alarm. It's, if it were to come, it would be, I can't imagine, July. So, I mean, I don't even think it's a chance of it.
Oh, okay.
And neither do the people here. Although, you've got your alarmist, our buddy Geraldo Rivera, was saying 2 weeks ago, oh my gosh, it's going to go up the East Coast all the way to New York City.
Well, hey, they got to get their rating somehow, right?
Oh my gosh, almost grabbed the TV and threw it through the window.
Yeah. Well, you know, you guys deal with this so much when it comes to hurricanes. I mean, this happens every hurricane season where they say, oh, there's a storm out there in the water, and everybody, you know, cancels their vacation plans, and nothing ever comes to the Keys. And, man, I know that has to be extremely frustrating, and this is just one more to add to it. But the bottom line is to pay attention, call your dive operators down there in the Keys, get a first-hand report for people like Slate, and make an educated decision, and don't get too antsy. You got paradise waiting for you down there, right, Captain Slate?
Absolutely, and it's the same, you said it, the hype around hurricane season, and every time you turn on the news, it's showing a Katrina shot or Andrew shot. I mean, all they want to do is sensationalize, and we're not going to let that happen. I mean, the people here close to home in the Keys, they keep it tight. They know what's going on, and they're not going to sensationalize it.
Because we're such fans of yours, every time we see you on some sort of national news outlet, we record it so we can play it back here. This is actually the recording that you made when Jim Cantore said there was going to be a hurricane coming down to the Keys. You stand
right
by that statement, am I right?
Yeah, exactly what I said.
CaptainSlate.com. He is quite the character and just an amazing guy to dive with. You really got to add that to the list if you haven't done it. CaptainSlate.com in Key Largo. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Bigger is better. Just ask all the divers in Key West, Key Largo, Fort Lauderdale, and West Palm that consider their Divers Direct their friendly neighborhood dive center. Well, now it's Orlando's turn. Divers Direct on International Drive in Orlando opens May 22nd. Free gift for the first 50 customers, and many more great prizes will be given away, like regulators, PCDs, dive computers, even a new Blade Fish underwater scooter, plus hot dogs, hamburgers, refreshments, and a free regulator checkup from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's May 22nd at the new Divers Direct on International Drive in Orlando. However, all Divers Direct locations are celebrating the Orlando Grand Opening throughout the month of May. And at DiversDirect.com, a complete dive package with computer for $699.99, an Oceanic VO 100 dive computer for $149.99, a body glove 3mm super stretch wetsuit for just $79.99. Go to DiversDirect.com and click on clearance for even more great deals. Divers Direct, Florida's neighborhood dive center for over 20 years and serving the world at DiversDirect.com.
Slate is still on the line with us in Key Largo, and I almost forgot to ask him about this, but there's a world record attempt being planned for Key Largo, and it involves an ironing board. Captain Slate, how do ironing and diving go together? What is this all about?
Well, it's an absolute testament that divers will do anything they can underwater to get attention.
Yeah.
Well, what happened early on, I don't know, I'm going to say 5 years ago, the Germans at diving decided they were going to set a contest of iron, taking ironing boards out with an iron. Of course, not plugged in. We have gotten those questions. And they have to iron something underwater with a board on the bottom for 10 minutes. And however many more, the most people they get, set the world's record. Well, they did it. Then the Brits now have the record of 86 divers in the water on the bottom with an ironing board, and acting like they're ironing. Of course, we have the festival T-shirts that we're going to be ironing. So we all have to be on the bottom. At least 86 people we have to break the record. And we're looking for 100. And it's going to be June 12th in the morning dive. The boats from our docks, Silent World and Key Diver, are going to go out and meet out at the statue. And we're going to get in and do an underwater ironing world record attempt at probably around 9:30 in that morning.
Wow. Okay, so that's June 12th at the Christ of the Abyss statue there off Key Largo. It was originally scheduled for May 1st, but they had to postpone it because of weather. So June 12th, you have a chance to be to get into the Guinness Book of World Records as an extreme underwater ironing diver.
Is there a milder form of this sport that this is the extreme version?
No, I don't think there's a separate category for just regular underwater ironing and extreme underwater ironing.
I would think the extreme underwater ironing, they'd be plugged in. I would think there'd be electricity flowing under the ocean.
Battery up. Or maybe they just grab an eel.
I say you participate there, Bill. Maybe you could do that.
But nice.
CaptainSlate.com. Go there. I know there's information to participate in the underwater ironing world record. Man, we're going to have to work that out. June 12th. Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. The world's first radio show devoted to diving. Scuba
Radio. Dive, dive, dive.
Under this garb, we're perfectly ordinary Americans.
They had me all set up with the scuba gun. Made sure that I bought a waterproof watch. That's important. Gee, I'm completely out of oxygen, and look at the time. Now I'm dead and I'm late.
And I'm going down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bill the producer, CJ my dive buddy. June 12th, underwater ironing. What do you think? Should we try to get in the Guinness Book of World Records? You know, Neil Watson, who was diving with Captain Slate this morning, has four world records, and I bet I could talk to him and see if he wants to add number five as being in the Guinness Book of World Records for
underwear ironing?
Underwater.
I do have a record ironing. For underwear ironing.
Underwear, really?
But not underwater.
Well, maybe you can amend that to underwater.
That'd be
underwear.
Cool.
Diving.
So diving, cool. Ironing.
Yeah.
And it's ironic.
Yes. Yeah, it is ironic you would bring this up because I was a little unhappy last week.
Why?
Because somebody, during this show last week, somebody broke into my house.
What?
They went through all my drawers and unironed my clothes. In fact, you could say I was depressed.
Wow. That was a long way to go for not much payoff.
Yeah, that was a really long way to go.
Yeah. Thus, a new wrinkle is
but
added.
Would you...
Oh!
So, last night I saw Iron Man 2. Oh, boy.
Does the fun ever start?
did the puns ever start?
No.
Oh. All right,
hi, this is Conan O'Brien from Late Night, and you're listening to CJ on
Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
He needs to clear his throat a little bit there at the end.
Well, speaking of iron, I guess, actually, it's...
speaking of iron, I can't wait for
silver,
this stretch.
Silver. Mel Fisher's Treasures down there off of Key West.
Wow.
They found five more coins this past week off
with
of
an iron.
Yagosha.
With an iron. They were searching with an iron.
No, they were... I guess they're silver, but they have some kind of ironized coating on them when you find them. They showed pictures of them because, you know, when we went down there a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Single Scott, myself, Mermaid Tony, we were looking for treasure with our friends from Mel Fisher's Treasures. You can check out all the details at melfisher.com.
Today could be the day.
Yeah, and it wasn't that day. We found some cool shells, but we were looking for these coins.
Next week could be the day.
They did find that we were a week or so early. Evidently, because they found five last week, and they showed what they look like, which are just round discs. They kind of look like, and they're like tar colored, you know, like they got some coating on them. I don't remember what they call it, but there's obviously some growth on them. But they are round. They look like a black covered coin, so they have some kind of black growth on them. But that's what we were looking for, and we just didn't see it. But evidently, somebody did. This
right.
past week. And each coin, I mean, these things can be worth literally, you
now,
know, thousands of dollars.
Here's the thing. It seems like a needle in a haystack kind of thing, searching for these silver coins. How many can there possibly be?
Well, according to the manifest of the regular Tosha, it shows that there were 250,000 coins on that wreck when it went down.
Oh, but they found almost all of them, right?
That's almost a quarter of a million.
They've found about 170,000 of those.
So they found 170,000 out of
280,000 coins are still left.
That's pretty reasonable, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah,
I guess that's something to find, huh?
Scuba Radio. How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Dominica. You've heard us talk about our amazing adventures in Dominica. Experience the nature island for yourself July 9th through the 18th during Dominica Dive Fest. Buy five spots, get one free, and many other island-wide specials available. Scuba Radio will be there with mermaids in tow, and you should be too. Groups, dive clubs, buddy teams, or singles, everyone is welcome July 9th through the 18th for Dominica Dive Fest. Go to DominicaDiveFest.com now. That's DominicaDiveFest.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles.
literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles in just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
I got laid down in Hawaii by a brown-skinned girl with a Mai Tai in one hand. Then I got laid on the beach in Maui by a brown-eyed girl on that warm Hawaiian sand.
Yes, you know, that's a beautiful scene that song paints, and what better way to, you know, experience it than to go there? And our buddy Glenn from Kona Honu Divers, he does. He lives there on the island of Kona in Hawaii, and he's on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Glenn? Or should I say aloha? Should I say aloha? Is that the appropriate thing?
Yes, sir. Aloha.
Yeah, and by the way, I've always wondered, if I say aloha and I'm not Hawaiian and I'm calling Hawaii, is that disrespectful or is that a proper protocol? Are you only supposed to say aloha if you're on Hawaii or in Hawaii?
Well, we use it all the time because we are here. And once you're talking to somebody over here, you can always use that aloha greeting.
Okay, all right. I just want to be clear because I didn't know if that was like, you know, improper protocol. Or
well, and here's where the real confusion comes in, because we're in Florida. We're headquartered in Florida, which is in the southern part of the United States, but we're actually too far south to be in the U.S. South. How about aloha, y'all? Is that okay?
Aloha, y'all.
Aloha,
yeah,
y'all.
We've got a lot of Jewish friends that always say shaloma.
Shaloma.
Okay. All right. And you're
that's cool.
Yeah, and you're
for sure.
I think, aren't you in the southern end of the Bahamas? Or I mean,
the Bahamas, the Hawaiian Islands.
The Hawaiian Islands.
They're a little souther than we are.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
we are. We're at the southernmost island.
Yeah. See, I hear a little Hawaiian drawl in his voice.
A little bit.
I don't know. Maybe not.
You're too much, Greg.
Yeah,
hey,
I am.
We've had some great manta ray sightings out here in the past couple weeks, and they haven't gone away on vacation like most of the fishing operations out here. They're already gone. But the manta rays are terrific.
Nice. So the manta night dive is hot and heavy right now then, huh?
Yes, it is. And we're coming into the summer season, and that's one of the things that we are known for out here in Kona is the manta ray night dive.
Yeah, it is. It's a phenomenal dive. I mean, to me, I had never done that until we were out there last year. And we went out there, and it was like going to Cayman with stingrays, only except the stingrays were mantas in Kona, Hawaii. I mean, it was 17 mantas. Unbelievable experience. Very popular, I believe, for the folks off in California, but maybe not as known to people like me in Florida. Or maybe I live under a rock. I don't know. But it's
that would explain
amazing.
That would explain it.
Yeah.
Hobbit feet man.
Yeah, okay. But it is a phenomenal experience. What about what about that fish farming thing that was going on out there? Is that still going on, those big towers?
The kombucha,
aquaculture.
They're still doing that. In fact, they're getting ready to put in another big net for fish farming out here in Hawaii.
Yeah, I mean, and what they do sometimes is they'll go out, and you can't get that close, but these fish farms, these giant net domes that look like giant spaceships underwater, attract all these animals into this area where sometimes you can actually dive relatively close, can't you, Glenn? Or do they make you stay away all the time?
Yeah, they don't want us around there too much because they're afraid that somebody's going to get hurt, you know. And so with the litigations that go on in the United States, they want people to stay away.
Oh, well, all right. It was just me wishful thinking, because I could only imagine the critters that show up near this thing. It's quite a contraption, but that's not that far away from the manta dive, right?
That's right. It's only about a couple hundred yards away, maybe 300-400 yards away. And we really don't need that fish farm out there to attract all of our manta rays, because our dive boats with the big blue lights on the backside, we just recently added a couple of great big blue LED lights on the back that attract that plankton for the manta rays. And we're the only ones out here that actually have those lights on the boat, which I attribute to the collection of all the plankton, which attracts all the manta rays.
Yes, and it puts on quite
That's
a show.
Cool.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that one day we had with Kona Honu Divers with Glenn was probably one of the best diving days, if not the best diving day I've ever had in my...
That's saying something. You've been a lot of places there, doing a lot of diving.
Yeah.
Since you were three.
Yeah, no, you guys go all over the world, and I don't think you can experience that kind of a dive anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, I sure haven't. And I've tried. Yeah. I've tried it many times, but yeah, he delivered the goods, Glenn, there at Kona Honu
exactly.
Divers. KonaHonuDivers.com. You got a new resort, too, the Royal Kona Resort,
the
right?
The Royal Kona Resort, right. Yeah, we just hooked up with those folks out there. They gave us some really nice rates for some of the newest remodeled rooms in that resort. And we're going to be up at the Seattle Tacoma show in a couple of weeks, and also at next week's show down in Long Beach. And
yeah,
we're going to have a book there showing pictures of the rooms and some of the rates that are available to divers.
All right, excellent. Well, thank you for the update, Glenn, and we'll look for you there, because we're heading out there next week as well.
Cool.
All right. Aloha, my friend.
Aloha, and say hi to all the crew over there.
Yeah, will do. KonaHonuDivers.com. Matter of fact, speaking of the scuba show, we got Dale Scheckler on the line from the scuba show that literally is next weekend, the 15th and 16th of May. Dale, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Greg?
Yeah,
won't say aloha. I'll say, yo, dude.
Yes, I like it. Get in that California vibe, man. There you go. All right. Yeah, so I can't imagine you're that laid back, being less than a week out from this big event that you host every year. Is that fair to say, Dale? Is it everything on cruise control at this point?
Oh, I wouldn't say it's cruise control, but we're at high speed. That's for sure.
Yes, I know it's shaping up to be one of the best shows in years. You have a lot of exhibitors. What's the latest count?
Gosh, let me see. I think it's 290. It's our biggest show ever. We've had to actually squeeze everybody in every corner we could possibly do. We expanded a little bit this year. We sold out of exhibit space 2 weeks ago. It's fantastic. We're
Excellent.
Just really excited about the buzz and what's going to happen out here.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of great things. I know Weiland's doing a big thing with a bunch of kids on Sunday there at the show, like painting a mural together or something. Is that right?
Right, yeah. We're going to have hopefully as many as 200 kids. Right now we've got over 100 kids signed up to come on by and work with Weiland. And when Weiland teaches them about the marine environment and how to preserve the marine environment, they're going to paint a mural.
Nice. All right, we got more with Dale Scheckler from the Scuba Show in Long Beach next. Not to mention the fact that on Sunday it's my birthday. Did I mention that? I'm going to be there.
Maybe once.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Scuba Radio.
You know, I almost forgot to mention on today's show that if you have a lead foot, we got a prize for you at scubaradio.com. We're giving away a Cobra radar detector. You'll never be late for the dive boat again, or at least if you are, you haven't put your device to work properly, your radar detector. You could win it. Just go there. Register under the Scuba Radio monthly giveaway.
And we promise that if you get the Cobra radar detector as a prize this month from Scuba Radio, we will not let the mongoose into your car.
Okay.
They fight the Cobra.
Yes, I've heard that. I've heard that. Dale Scheckler is our guest Bald on Eagle Scuba over. Radio from the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California, going on next week, May 15th and 16th. 16th being my birthday. I'm flying out after the show
Saturday night. Happy birthday to you.
And I'm enjoying Dale and the gang there in Long Beach. We'll have a mermaid and a cake, and I don't know. We're giving away a spot on a liveaboard on our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. Dale, did you hear about that?
No, I didn't. But I think I... Does it have to do Explore Ventures?
It does. We're giving away a trip July 31st on that Turks and Caicos boat and some nano protective cases. All
that's not the only thing being given away at the Long Beach show.
My virginity.
What?
No, maybe. That title.
Does that mean you're going to get bent for the first time?
Oh.
Yeah, I think I'm developing Tourette syndrome. I apologize, Dale. But you got to have a lot of giveaways there at the Scuba Show next week, don't you?
$38,000 in prizes.
Nice.
Plus, of course, Greg's virginity.
A seven-day package with airfare from LAX provided by Continental Airlines and Atlantis Dive Resorts.
Oh, that is awesome. Yeah, I mean, and all you have to do is go to the show, register there, or buy a raffle ticket kind of thing or something, or what?
No, you don't buy a raffle ticket. Everybody who purchases a ticket to get in gets their door prize.
Well, that's excellent. Yeah.
Maybe they'll get a door prize.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of opportunities. Diving available, too. I know you got some dive boats off the outside there at the marina, I guess.
Yeah, the Truth Aquatics boat is bringing their fleet from Santa Barbara down to park it right outside the exhibit hall and show off their top-of-the-line boats.
That is excellent. Once again, it's the Scuba Show next weekend, May 15th and 16th. Thank you so much, Dale. We'll send everybody to scubashow.com for all the details, all right?
Thank you, and happy birthday.
Well, thank you, sir. You can do that next week, and I prefer not a happy birthday, but Greg, here's a beer. That's much meaningful,
nicer.
You know? But we'll see. We'll see. That'll all be next week. And look, that'll do it for this week. We've got a big show next week. We're live in the studio, then it's off to California and Fiji. Till then, remember, it's always better...
In a down sweater.
No, CJ,
oh,
no.
Down where it's wetter.
Yes, that's right. It's a dive show. Sweater show.
Hi, this is Conan O'Brien from Late Night, and you're listening to CJ on Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.